As you've all experienced in the last several months, we have now begun use of the new translation in English of the Roman Missal. And when the changes that rendered a more faithful translation of the Latin was completed, it revealed not only stylistic changes, but in certain cases, substantive changes as well. One of them actually is very important. It's actually in the words of the consecration of the chalice. The priest says, taking the chalice, take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many. The term is for many. It replaces the term for all. In Latin, for many, pro multis, not pro omnibus, for all. Now you may ask yourself, why does the translation say that? Did not Jesus die for all? He did, in fact. But the point of his words at the moment of consecration and what he said at the Last Supper, not for all, but for many, speaks to the deepest element of Jesus' suffering on the cross. You see, we are almost in a way distracted by one dimension of Jesus' suffering. That is the physical suffering of Jesus. It is obvious, it is plain, it is real. If you've seen the movie The Passion of the Christ, and if you haven't, it's your homework this week. And if you have, dust it off and watch it again. Because that gives us, in a sense, a very vivid description in cinematic form of the sufferings of our Lord. In fact, the producer, Mel Gibson, once said that even in the flogging scene, it was actually three times as worse as what he could depict in the movie so that it could still be given an R rating. Imagine that. But you see, all of the physicality of it, in a way, distracts us, or at least it really garners our attention. But even greater, if you can imagine that for a moment, than the physical suffering of Jesus is what we call his spiritual or moral suffering. And that's why I bring up this phrase, changed from for all, rather, more faithfully, according to the Latin, for many. Meaning to say that even though Jesus died for all, he will never and has never forced salvation upon anyone who is resistant. He will never save anyone against their will. And in a certain sense, this is part of the moral or the spiritual suffering of Jesus on the cross. It's not just simply Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, my God, why have you abandoned me? Feeling completely abandoned by the Father. But it was the knowledge that with every step he took to Calvary, with every drive of the nail into his precious hands and feet, that because it requires human cooperation for the human person to be saved, and many would not accept what he has done for us, in a way, what Jesus accomplished on the cross, while universal, for those who do not accept Jesus Christ in faith, it is useless, completely useless for them. Paul makes this distinction well in his epistles, marveling that the fact that even though Jesus knew going into the passion that his death would be efficacious for the many because not all would accept his sacrifice, he still went forward and did it anyway. How many times have we felt the frustration in school or at work knowing that all of the work that we're doing is all for naught? And how invested are we next time we're given a similar task? Cynical, perhaps, thinking, oh, what's the point? You're not going to use my work anyway. Or it's not going to really amount to much, is it? And yet our Lord accomplishing the greatest work ever, fully knowing that not everyone would accept what he would do for their salvation, still poured himself out completely in love. That is the love letter he writes to us in the silence on the cross this week. We commemorate it every time we have Holy Mass. It is a love letter that speaks volumes without words. His actions say it all. Let us accompany our Lord and our Lady, Mary Magdalene and St. John to Calvary this week, spiritually. And let Jesus' efficacious death on the cross for our salvation truly penetrate the hardness of our hearts, the apathy of our souls, so that what he has effected on Calvary may be effective in each of us. O Mary, conceived without sin,